Hello, everybody. I'm really excited about today's episode. As always, I love talking about certain topics that are really dear to my heart, coming from personal experience or from other people's experiences, but this is a personal experience of mine, and I am excited to finally open up about this, and that was talking about my postpartum anxiety. So a lot of you guys know about postpartum depression and some other things about postpartum, but postpartum means like post-birth, after birth. So when someone says, I'm getting ready for my postpartum, they're saying, I'm getting ready to go into my fourth trimester. So today's episode is going to be about postpartum depression, anxiety, and what to do and how to cope. Let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. All right. So as I mentioned before, postpartum means post, like after delivery, you're parting from the baby's parting from you. And I had heard about postpartum depression. I've heard about people not being themselves after the birth. However, I never knew what it would feel like until I gave birth. And I will say the biggest shocker to me was, man, how hormones are so heavy on you. I mean, they are real. That's why some days people say, like, I'm having a bad day or a good day. I call it right now, sometimes I call it a hormone day, like really intense day. So I wanted to quickly share with you my postpartum journey. And as I am pregnant right now, getting ready for my next postpartum journey, I wanted to share with you what to do and how to cope and what to say to people when it comes to having it and what to share. Because this is something that people don't talk about a lot. I mean, it's now more recognized than it was before. However, I wanted to share with you my experience with baby number one. I didn't realize how fourth trimester, which is the trimester after giving birth, the first 3 months after giving birth, that's a really important stage in your postpartum journey, in the entire pregnancy, because your hormones, you've been building your body up, you've been building these hormones, and then suddenly your body can go into shock and you can get super emotional. And that's what happened to me. Like the first day, the day I gave birth, I was fine. And then like 12 to right before the 24-hour mark, I started to feel very, very emotional. Like when my son was crying, I would cry. The people around me, if they said something very negative, I was very sensitive to it. And unfortunately, I did experience that. And it did not settle really well with me. And so I learned a lot about what to go into baby number two. But I'll get into that a bit. My self-confidence was very much rattled. Like I started developing mom guilt, and I never felt that before, because I wasn't a mom before. And so now I know why a lot of my clients, both in wellness and math, why a lot of the parents feel this guilt now. And so I completely sympathize and empathize with you ladies on the postpartum guilt, on the mom guilt. And I did a lot of things around it. So I'll share with you what I did to cope. But in the beginning, it was really hard adjusting. And until I realized what was going on with my body, that was the biggest game changer, knowing that this is normal. This is okay. Because I was freaking out thinking, oh my gosh, do I have postpartum depression? And the nurses were like, no, it's your hormones are so off right now. Give it some time. It's down the road that's when we have those discussions. I won't go into that detail because I am not an expert in diagnosis. But I will say for myself, my anxiety was really, really high. And then the people that were around me, some were very supportive and some were not as supportive. I hate to admit that. And it was more of a realization of finding out that you need to set boundaries for yourself, because that is where it could go deeper and becoming more of a problem. And in terms of your health and wellness, this is what I tell a lot of my clients is really you need to put yourself first. So here are some tips as to what you can do about preparing for your postpartum journey. So first, number one is to talk about it. Talk about it before you go into postpartum, meaning that while you're pregnant, tell your loved ones that, you know, I'm just preparing myself for anything that could happen. And if I feel off, I'm going to just let you know that I'm feeling off. And I shared this with my loved ones just recently saying, you know, I experienced separation anxiety, postpartum anxiety, you know, just I felt really weird when my son was being taken away from me without warning, even though it was all an act of love. I felt like my oxygen supply was just cut off and I was just suffocating. So now I'm asking people, knowing what happened to me before, is if this could happen again, and when it does happen again, well, I want to mention that I feel off. And, you know, and in a sense, for example, I tell people to really like respect a woman who has just given birth. Don't give attitude, especially moms who have given birth and have kids now, and they're now grandparents, like, and they're older. I really had this expectation that there would be an understanding, but unfortunately, some of them don't remember. Some of them didn't have these symptoms that I had. And second of all, they were in a different generation where it was not something that they would talk about. So they sucked it up. And in this generation, we are all about expressing our emotions, emotional expression, and really recognizing those things. And some people in of the previous generation don't understand that. And I just think that that's something that we have to recognize, but I know people that do understand it and are very respectful of it. So again, surround yourself with people that will understand, especially the first couple of months. And if people that are around you that don't understand, unfortunately, you got to make yourself first, and you're not in the position to make a point, prove them wrong, or anything like that. So talk about it. That's number one. Talk about how you're feeling, be there before it could happen or when it's happening, and really explain what you are needing at that moment for you to feel calm and collective. Now, when my child comes to Earth, lands on Earth, I will tell people, like, please don't take my kid right away. Please let me know that you're going to, or ask me, or let me do it. And that's just like a transitional opportunity for me to just adjust to being okay. And I obviously didn't do that the first time because I felt that this was so ridiculous and stupid. However, the outcome of that not being discussed led to people not understanding why am I like freaking out? Why am I having an anxiety attack? And so again, communication's key. Talk about it. Hello, Wellness Explorers. Ever feel like you are overwhelmed with having so much stuff around you and you just don't know where to start? I know you've heard of these trends from organizers and things like that that you see on the internet, but you just really don't know how to do this for yourself and you just need a little bit of guidance. I'm so excited to share this with you, but I'm now offering one-time decluttering detox sessions where I am with you, helping you get through your clutter and being able to feel free of the burden and the mental clutter that you're facing with what's around you, and to help you with emotional eating, because sometimes clutter can lead to emotional eating. If you want to really learn more about what I mean by decluttering detox, go ahead and reach out to me on Instagram or my website, laylaaliyah.com, and I'm happy to go over the details on what a decluttering detox is. And this is from personal experience that I'm offering this service, and I've noticed that it's made a huge difference in my ability to think clearly and feel free of this burden of what we are told that we have to get, this need to consume. And that's not the case. So go ahead and reach out to me. I'm happy to go over the details with you. Let's get back to the show. Number two, form your team, okay? So when I say form your team, this means having counselors ready, doing self-care. So right now, I personally have anxiety counselors ready, lined up, ready to go, scheduled out for the first month or two, and also self-care. I'm making appointments to give myself like things like a massage, facials, and all the things that I used to do. I still am having that in the books. So I'm not just stopping everything right when I give birth. I'm still continuing those things so I can look forward to it. Number three, talk to your partner. I mean, my husband was the best cheerleader for me. He was amazing and he still is amazing. And basically being my confidant and supporting me throughout this whole journey of adjusting. He took the night shift. I took other shifts. I was, you know, breastfeeding. I was, you know, we really made it a team effort and we talked about everything. And he's also shared with me what he's going to do this time around that he did not do the first time around, which was, you know, setting those boundaries right away, talking to people whom I was sensitive towards and talking for me. And the next thing I really encourage is working out. Working out means from walking to cycling, it's a movement. Some form of movement that's going to really help your mind just like process what's going on. And I'm a huge fan of cycling right now because with the hormones happening and everything changing, I cannot tell you, like, I go into that room and I just take it out of the bike, you know, spin it out. And it's like my anti-anxiety medicine. But I also was doing weights. I was also doing hot yoga. And then also walking was big. I live next to some paths, and that's just so such a blessing. And I loved just seeing people. So movement is medicine. Another thing that I did is I really dialed in my nutrition. I didn't do it right away. I did it when I was ready, which was around the 4 to 6 month part. But I really focused on just making sure I was fed. That way I ate and I didn't feel guilty about it. You will get your body back, I promise. Just give yourself some time. And the last thing was, I've mentioned before, setting boundaries. Setting boundaries was something that I did not expect to do. I mean, people say that you should, but it was something that I didn't realize it had to be implemented right away. I just thought people would get it. It's like having a roommate. You just think that they will understand. So talking about certain topics, like, you know, I realized I became really sensitive to sad shows, sad conversations. Like, I used to talk about World War II a lot, and now I'm like, please let's not talk about the Holocaust. Please let's not talk about this war. Like, let's not talk about sad stuff. Like, let's talk about happy stuff, because it really just shifted my mood from happy to crying. So, I also noticed I couldn't watch certain shows that I used to watch. So again, setting boundaries for yourself, but also setting boundaries for others who talk about things that you really don't want to talk about. And you can even say something like, you know, I'm in my happy pregnancy bubble, or I'm in my happy mother mode, baby and I bubble, or something like that. Just come up with your special word if they just don't understand, and make it fun. So, you know, I'm in my happy mode. I don't want to hear all of that right now. Let's save it for another time, or I'm just going to walk away. But a lot of people like understood that part, and I can now slowly see that I can go back to watching those shows or talking about those topics. But your body is just so shaken up that you don't want to hear about anything sad and shaky as well. So those are the things that I recommend when it comes to preparing for postpartum and anything that could come your way, because you just never know. And the most important thing is just taking care of your health, taking care of your mind. This is more of like a mindset type discussion today, because a lot of it is in your head. All of these things that you're feeling are in your head. It's not always real, but it's something that you're feeling and you need to address it. So don't fight it. What your mind is saying is different than what your body's experiencing, and it's out of whack. So to the people that understand this, thank you so much for being so compassionate. And you just know that moms, you can't do alone, and you need to think about who you want to bring on your team and how they're going to help you out setting boundaries, because you're not the person that has to always create the wall between you and your child. Your partner can, your loved ones can, and the people that understand you definitely need to step up and be there for you. And the last thing, I forgot to mention this, is that not only do you want to set boundaries, you also want to keep your environment nice and prepared for this child. And what I've done is I did decluttering. I decluttered everything. I made space for this child, got rid of the things that were not bringing me joy, that were not giving me value. I prepped 4 months, and I'm doing this right now, 4 months of prepped foods in the freezer so I can just pull it out and put in the oven and then do a very minimal cooking. I'm making like 8 sourdough loaves of bread, which is like 8, you know, weeks worth of bread. And then just kind of really getting your environment, your physical environment ready. Now, as I mentioned before, the environment of people is one. The environment of self-care and wellness is another in your mind. But the physical environment around you, your home, you need to make your house feel really homey. So that way you feel cozy. That way you don't look at it and say, oh gosh, I wish I had worked on that. So my nesting list is pretty long still, and I'm working on it. But that's what I wanted to say. So this concludes my episode on postpartum preparation, especially when it comes to postpartum diagnoses, but what to do and how to cope, and what to say to people and what to share. So I really hope this was helpful for you guys, because for me, it was something I really didn't know about. I knew about those diagnoses, but I didn't know about preparing for whether you have it or not. You're so sensitive. So thank you so much for your time. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day, and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.